We are joined by Ipswich head football coach Kevin Fassett. And Kevin, you guys scored a road win at Hamilton Wenham on Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, sure. Anytime you get that first win on the board, I think that's huge for the team and the program, especially against your rival school. We still have a ton to work on, but we did a lot of good things, and we're getting better week to week, and that's really our goal, especially with a lot of young kids playing in new positions.
Tell me about some of the kids that came through for you on Saturday, and then we'll maybe a little bit more about the game, because it was just a two-point game, correct?
Yeah. Sure, absolutely. It was close, and a lot of guys contributed, and it could have went either way. I mean, Hamilton Wenham, they fought hard, and the game was really up in the air right to the very end, so it was a good, hard-fought game on both sides. Jake Long did a great job running the ball, but I think a lot of our linemen did a great job up front. You know, the defensive line, I would say all the guys in particular, same in the offensive line, did a great job. Some of our senior leaders and Alex Morris, Jake Long, and Josh Brown all played real well. You know, being captains on a team that's really young, that's hard to do, especially when, you know, a close game like that, anything can go either way, and they did a great job leading us to, you know, the victory in the end.
Yeah. Well, this is your first year at Ipswich. Tell us the story about how you've come to Ipswich, because both you and I, apparently, as we were just talking, shared the growing up on Lake Champlain a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. A small town in Plattsburgh, New York, and usually Burlington is the reference to kind of get people to know where that is, up by Lake Placid area. So I went to Bridgeton Academy, was a football hockey guy. I was lucky enough to continue playing football in college at Springfield. I went back there as a grad assistant, coached college for a little while at Springfield College, and then went over to Endicott for a little while, and then Rensselaer Polytech Institute, so RPI in Troy, New York. And then the last 3 years, I've been in Melrose High School, and until this year, being at Ipswich.
Oh, I got you. So coming to Ipswich, and what's us on the schedule for the next few weeks for Ipswich football?
Well, we're taking it 1 week at a time. We have Linfield, who's probably the toughest team on our schedule. I mean, they're a solid program. They play hard. They have great athletes. They're coached up real well, and we definitely have our hands full. And we got to make sure that we execute and come focused and ready to play. Because if you know they have. You know, been an outstanding team the last few years, and you know, if you look back at their scores, they've done a great job taking care of teams early, so we got to make sure we're ready to go right from the get-go so we can stick around in that game.
It sounds like with your coaching experience, Kevin, you've been able to grab a lot of different experiences from different coaches, whether it be head coaches or assistant coaches. So what's kind of is your philosophy at Ipswich now?
As far as grabbing coaches in general?
Well, no, as far as coaching philosophy, as far as dealing with student-athletes, I guess. And
yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, teaching these guys how to be young men, and I think that's really a great life lesson, and football does a great job. It's the ultimate team sport where you can't always play for yourself. You got to play for each other. And if the guys start playing for each other and caring about each other, the culture starts to swing, and you start to win more games because it just becomes a great atmosphere. More guys want to contribute. And then when these guys do graduate, they learn lifelong lessons that, you know, hopefully they use throughout the course of their life. So,
last question, who's on your coaching staff? Who's working with you at Ipswich this year?
Yeah, we got a few guys. We got Kevin Buckley, who's been the defensive coordinator. He's been doing an outstanding job. As you can see, he's been able to keep teams in check. You know, he's been a great coach for us this far, and, you know, I'm sure he'll continue to be. We have Dave Drown. He's a Ipswich local guy. He's working more with the freshmen, but he's also – we combined teams this year with JV and varsity and no freshman team because of our low numbers. And he's done an outstanding job helping out, and, you know, he can't say enough about him. The other two coaches are younger coach Lincoln Hankey's going to be a senior this year at Endicott College, and he's been doing a great job in the secondary and receivers. And, you know, the last guy is Kevin Drislane, and he's been also working in the secondary and working with our fullbacks now. And all those guys have done a great job. They bought into the program. They're spending time with the kids. And I think the kids are listening to them. And, you know, our success, you know, thus far and us changing some things have been all accredited to them because they've done an amazing job with what they've done with the program.
Right. Great, Kevin. Anything else you want to share with us about Ipswich football for 2015?
Nope.
Gotcha. All right, Kevin, great talking with you. Nice meeting you, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Yes, thank you, and good luck to you.
Okay. Kevin Fassett, head football coach at Ipswich High School on MSONewsSports.com.